Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Jimmy Orr, the husband of Cheyenne Mayor Marion Orr, was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence on Friday evening, according to a spokesman for the Cheyenne Police Department. Orr was arrested in the 3400 block of Warren Avenue. He was in custody in the Laramie County Detention Center as of Sunday afternoon, according to jail officials, and faces a court appearance today. Jimmy Orr served as press secretary for then Wyoming Governor Jim Geringer in the 1990s and served in the White House under President George W. Bush in the early 2000s. As of earlier this month, he worked in the corporate offices of Taco John's International in Cheyenne. Marion Orr released the following statement. Domestic violence cuts across all parts of our society. Apparently, no one is immune. I am having to come to grips with being victimized this way. This is a very traumatic time for me, my children, and my parents. I appreciate the community respecting my privacy as I deal with this situation. Firefighters put out a house fire north of Riverton on Thursday, and they found a father and daughter inside, both deceased. The Riverton Fire Department responded to the call around 5 a.m., and firefighters found the house completely engulfed in flames, Chief Henri Declercq said Friday. Through our overhaul and preliminary investigation actions, we then discovered the two deceased victims inside the house, Declercq said. The fire department has been investigating the cause of the fire with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, and the State Fire Marshal. In a news release, the sheriff's office said the deceased are a 49-year-old man and his 11-year-old daughter. Their names have not yet been released. Neither foul play nor any threat to the community is being reported. The Fremont County Fire District assisted the Riverton Fire Department in fighting the fire. No firefighters or other first responders were injured.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bohl, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
In a letter to the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CEOs of Wyoming's two largest hospitals and the head of Children's Hospital Colorado urged the government to reject an effort by the State Department of Health that seeks to lower the cost of air ambulance trips, lodging a complaint that a state health official said was premature. Quote, "We appreciate the work the state of Wyoming and its staff did in developing the waiver process, but we fear that the proposed waiver could limit access to that care and threaten the health of Wyoming children," the CEOs wrote. "Therefore, we urge you to reject the proposed waiver until the needs of pediatric patients are addressed." The letter was signed jointly by Michelle Chulik, the CEO of Wyoming Medical Center, Jenna Hausman, the CEO of Children's, and Timothy Thornell, the CEO of Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. It was submitted December 13th, the last day for public comment on the plan. The hospitals wrote that they were concerned because the effort, which, if approved by the feds, would treat air ambulances as a public utility, didn't offer sufficient safeguards to ensure child-specific expertise. There were no congressional naysayers Tuesday to a bill that would create a $7.4 million pot to fund research and unite state agencies around the goal of combating chronic wasting disease. U.S. Senator John Barrasso, who spearheaded the legislation, became familiar with chronic wasting disease, or CWD, when it first popped up here in Wyoming back in 1985. Nearly 35 years later, too little is known about the lethal, transmissible, and degenerative disease, which infects cervid species including elk, deer, and moose, the Republican senator said. Funding for Barrasso CWD Task Force was bundled with other natural resources legislative pieces that make up America's Conservation Enhancement Act, co-sponsored by Tom Carper, a Democrat from Delaware. On Tuesday morning, the bill cleared the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works in a 21-0 vote. It heads next to the floor of the U.S. Senate. As written, the act directs the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to establish the CWD Task Force. Membership would be composed of Fish and Wildlife, the U.S. Geological Survey, two U.S. Department of Agricultural employees, and up to two members from each of the 26 states where CWD has been confirmed to date. The task force mission would be to collaborate with foreign governments and develop recommendations for best practices. An interstate action plan would be developed. A cooperative agreement for states to commit funds to implement the best practices would be hashed out, with the federal government providing a one-to-one annual match up to $5 million until 2025.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.